Begin the grind down the the sugya of lama gimel. Begin with lama alpha. Begin the tezim master. Begin with the gemara. Ve'im hachanami, and say maybe that's the case. Which Abaye said in the gemara that the asim and tira, although it has a secondary name, it's kasher v'hadus. The gemara says, how do you know it's kasher? Maybe that since it has a shem levaya, it should be possible. And that says, tell you the to wonder, my sugya, what's the gemara entertainment to say that, yeah, maybe it should be possible, mishum shem levaya, because of a secondary name, midi hadas ksim begra, like the gemara ultimately says, do you think it even says in a way that it has to be hadas? What do you mean, I feel like here the bachshirina? What do you mean? We would have, as the gemara previously entertained, to say that it could be valid as the hadas, ilam mishum lechsim der chad achanayim, if not for the fact, it's der chad achanayim, but not because it's not called hadas. So what's the habamina that hadas mitzvah should be possible because it's not called hadas? Tesis does not answer that question. Even when next Taisus, the Masla Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Niktam Erev Yom Tov. If it was cut off the top from before Yom Tov, but also Bitzmog of Yom Tov, but then the berry which validated only grew on Yom Tov, Ma'u, that's the Gemara's question, what's halacha going to be? Which Taisus comes to explain the different halachas and the different opinions. When are you going to say that even the question is regarding Dichum Yikar? When do you say Dichum Yikar is not Dichum? And only Nirva Nitcha is Dichri. And when, even when Nirva Nitcha is not going to be Dichri, three different levels. Which is going to explain that Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was specifically, do we say Dichri be mitzvah sanat? Which, just like be karbonas, Rashi says that Nirva Nitcha, you'll say Yitcha. Here also, where it was rejected when the top was cut off and the berry didn't grow in yet. Would you say dichle mitzvah not? Now, Tosfos points out that Av Bishop contrasts his kinir v'nitzcha. Although Rashi, when he mentions the parallel to rejection by karbanos, Rashi actually mentions a case of where it was viable, then it was rejected, and then it's chayz v'nir. So he points out that had the hacha, but the parallel over here by mitzvahs is actually dichle mekarvu. It's actually a case of where it was initially started off rejected. Because given the Bechel is Yom Tov L'Chazi, when Yom Tov started, it was not fit. Like it's obvious in the Gemara later on, about Ashkham of Yom Tov, when the berries were black from before Yom Tov, when you have more berries than leaves, which are black, which then invalidates the Hadas, where it was black from before Yom Tov, that's called Dichum Yikara. Because the starting off that it was not fit for the mitzvah, so even though when it's later eligible, that's the Gemara's doubt if it's Chayz of Anir or not, but it's not the same exact case. It's not Nir V'nitzcha, it's actually Dichum Yikara. Now, but then Taisa points out that he did have a kachem, although regarding karbon is pshitalan, that we know for we take for granted the dichem ikara abedachli, that initial rejection is considered rejected, as we find given mafresh in the cave of the pisch, when someone separates a female animal for his karbon pesach, which that was never eligible at all, and that's considered as dichri, even though it was dichem ikara, and also when you have an animal of two partners, where one partner sanctifies his half, and then he buys the other half. Well, again, it was dichum yikar because he could never bring a half of an animal. We say it's dachli, and so to pray, come in the kedushin verse, bring kedushin of zayin, amen aleph. Is we have that same sugya, but also although we know we're going to kachin that we do take for granted dichum yikar b'dachli, but that's the same. But mitzvah b'ilim, but regarding mitzvahs, which are not the same as kachin, that we have the question: is dichum yikar dachli or not? Now, but then says if you're going to say Hadas Kinyan Gabi Ashra, this the Gemara concludes regarding an Amud Beis that this question regarding if the berries were black from before Yom Tov, and in Yom Tov you pick it off if it's kasher or not. The Gemara says it's kasher, and when the Mishnah says a mutin kasher, even though it was Dachem Bikara, so if you're going to say Tifshu the Dachem Bikara Lavadachi, so why don't you resolve from over there from that halacha that initial rejection not considered rejected? Because, as we see, that if you went and you picked up those black berries on Yom Tov, it's going to be kosher. So what's Rabbi's question over here? You should resolve it from the Mishnah. The Dichum Yikara is not Dochi. So it says, no, Leidami Lahacha. It's not comparable to over here. To the Prishon Lelek, we already explained on the Lamed Aleph on the Beis at the end of the Maschal Ba'asher, the Maisham. Because the Shani Hasam, there it's different when the berries were more than the leaves. The Be'adu Lelaket, where he has the ability to pluck the berries from the Hadassim and to validate it. So that's not really so much rejected. Whereas over here, when there's Nikdam Reisha, it does not in his ability to validate it. It just the berry has to grow by itself. So therefore, even though we find by the berries on the leaves that it's going to be kosher, even though it's Dachem Yikara, but over here where it's not really Biyad Lachshirai, that's more rejected. Maybe Dachem Yikara would be invalid. And this brings a proof that if it's in the person's ability to validate it, it's not so much rejected like when it's not in his ability. Because even by kachim, which we're saying is more severe dachi category than mitzvahs, as we just pointed out before, machshirin mahaytaim, we validate for that exact reason because we yodir lahakshir, as we find himself as well from parakol b'sulim the flamandal on base. We're doing the mishnah kabekibul hakasha benasal apostle. Let's say someone who is valid to do the avodah, he received the blood, and then he went to give it to someone who's not able to do it, like for example a non kohen. So the halacha is okay, yachz lekasha, just give it back to the one that is able to do it. The Gemara said, let it be considered rejected in the moment they give it to the one who is invalid. Rashi answers, yeah, whatever is in your ability to fix it, and then you give it right back to the kosher, is not considered dachi. So you see, that same svara is even by kashim of biyadir lahashim. But it says, it's not exactly totally comparable, the case of when you have more berries than the leaves, which is in your ability to validate by picking off the berries, to this halacha of when the kosher person receives the blood and he gives it to the pasul. Because that's actually a case of when it was viable, where the kosher got it first. Then it was nitcho by giving it to the tzar. And then the question is regarding chayz v'nira. Whereas, well, come on, later on, when you have the more berries, maskina and the gemara concludes, cannot resolve from there when it was viable, then rejected to become back viable again. Avagav, the biyot l'loktan, although that he has in his ability to pluck the berries, but still, if it was Nira, and then Nitcha, could be, would be possible. The question was only regarding Dachim Ikar. So you see that the Biyadai of when the Kasher received the blood is not considered really at all to Dachim, and therefore it's better than Biyadai that you could diminish the berries, which is considered that Nitcha, if you were able to do it before the Dichri. So it's not exactly totally the same. So too regarding if someone was separated their carbon and then he rebelled against his religion. So where he has the ability to do tshuva. Once it's rejected the carbon when he rebelled, when he went away from his religion, it's considered rejected. So we see that even where he's able to fix it, because he could do tshuva, but still, if it's nira and bachkech nitcha, it's considered rejected, like by when you have the berries. And therefore, again, it's not exactly the same as kibla kosher, nasla pasul, where it's going to be kosher if it's rejected, because there's biyad lahakshur, so it's still different. We find this idea that even though it's biyad lahakshur, it's considered dachi, is we find kol kachim shenishcha to actually nifka mizbeach, all carbons that were slaughtered before the mizbeach got dented. After nifka mizbeach and then mizbeach got dented, soon they're invalid. The halvan is chliyitzchik because once rejected, it's rejected. Now I'm bishop of the sagan before you can fix the mizbeach, and therefore says tizi b'tzach lechal b'tvam tizi doesn't tell us exactly what this is, but he says you have to differentiate between that halacha of kibul kasher b'nos l'pasul and all these other cases where even though it's biyada, it wouldn't work by nir v'nitcha. Then tizi concludes, which really essentially Tosfos told us three different types of categories. If it's not biyad l'sakin at all, like by niktam reishai, then even when it's dachim yikara, like it was niktam erev yomtiv, and then yomtiv started with dachai, and after the yomtiv, you have the berry that grows on the top, even so the Gemara is a question of that dachai not. If it's biyad, like when you have more berries on the leaves where you could just diminish it, or like when you mafish carbon and hemidasai with biyad l'hachzer, or when you slaughtered the carbon and nifkim mizbech with biyad l'saknai, then by dachim yikar is not dachim, but by nirva nitcha it would be dachim. And then you have a third category that even where it's nirva nitcha, it wouldn't be dachim, like kibla kosher, but not possible, because that's totally biyadai to put it right back, and therefore it'd be kosher. Then he says, this is the more compares of hiyahidikis adam, regarding the lach of covering the blood, the biyad legalis, where you have the ability to reveal it, and comparing it to Nikdam Risha, where it's not Biyadai. Still, we should have compared it, we should consider it as Dachi, like it's not Biyadai. Why? Ultimately, when it's covered over, even by the wind, he's exempt from covering it. So we didn't obligate him to go ahead and take it out from it being rejected, to go ahead and obligate him to go ahead and recover it, whereas by we have more the berries and all these other cases where it's biyadai, and it's fit for him to be misakin it. So therefore, when the wind covered it, it's considered totally rejected, and it's not biyadai. where the Hadam Aisi, and this the Gemara brings over here on this question of the Zdicha is a Mitzvah, the Gemara says, let me get Tanoim. Let's say it's like Machlokes Tanoim. Me'avos Balakhtin, regarding if someone violated and he went and he picked off the berries, where we have a Machlokes, it was Kasher Apostle. So says Taisis, have a Mitzvah Tchoy, really the Gemara could have rejected when it's trying to say that, that this is the Machlokes of Zdicha, it's a Mitzvah Nas, because it could have said the Man Dama Hasim and Zdicha, according to one who says that it's not rejecting this Kasher, it's Mishum to be able to sack him. It could have said very simply, because be able to sack him. Allah will be here by Nikdim Reishai, then Biyad Lasakin, where it's not Biyad Lasakin, then you say Yashdichli. So therefore, the Gemara could have easily rejected and said that no, it's obviously not a machlik, it's a dichli, it's a mitzvah, not because you can't compare the cases, one's Biyad Lasakin and one's not Biyad Lasakin. As Tosafos just pointed out before regarding this, the previous case we just mentioned. You know, like Tosafos asked, they begin with the words of Gemara, here, that's the machlekes is regarding learning out lulav from sukkah. But the Gemara says, according to everyone, there's no dicha by mitzvahs. The reason Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, when the Avav locked on that apostle, is because we're learning lulav from sukkah. Because the problem is of Tassav Lim and Asi, where, because of the halacha of Igud. Now, Tassav says, if I have a matzalash me'in and poktayu, we could have said their machlekes, but like the beheter, when if you picked it in a permitted way, you're going to be Yomtev, like before Yomtev, Lachash Ogden, after you already bind it, because again, we're saying the reason of the soul now, according to this part of the Gemara, is Tasvalim Nase. Well, that would even be, even if it wasn't done on Yomtev, it's just once the Ikud was done. So, so then why did we say the Machlokes specifically when you did it in the prohibited way, you're going to be Yomtev, like for example, on Yomtev? It's Hashem Inna to tell us that after Lahachi, even Tzachachachachim, even though the Chumash says kosher, even though it's possible for him to have started. But again, it's not a problem because of Dichli. And the reason is because they're in Dichli, because they don't hold that there's a loch of Dichli b'mitzvahs. And that's the Chiddush that we're saying. Again, they don't own a little from Sukkah, so there's no problem with Tazabon and Asi. The Chiddush is also that even though it was done in a prohibited way, that still, it's not going to be a problem again because they don't hold of Dichli of rejection of mitzvahs.